It's not my fault you posed for Harlan. It's not my fault you posed for Larry in the nude. You did it. It's your problem. It's pretty late to act prissy and prim. All you kids make me sick. You act like little Miss Muffet, and down inside you're dirty. Do you hear me? Dirty. You're greedy and self-centered and think you can get away with anything. You're no better than the girl who sells herself to a man. You're worse because you're a hypocrite. And now little Miss Muffet is in trouble and she's all outraged virtue. Well, you listen, and you listen well. You're damaged merchandise, and this is a fire sale. You walk out of here, and your reputation won't be worth 15 cents. You'll do what I tell you. Do you hear? You'll do it. I tell you.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, July 30th, 2008. If you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode 69 here of this motherfucking shit we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, live, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. How the fuck are you?
Pretty fucking good. How are you?
I got you off guard that time.
How's that?
I paused an extra second.
You were waiting.
You were like, okay. Sounded like yesterday's show.
Yeah. Except I'm not stoned.
I would like to take this moment out. Oh, anyway, episode 69. Thank you guys for listening. If you guys are listening to the feed and you want to come talk to us, interact with us, just go to thejamhole.com/chat. That's where everyone's hanging out. So I would just like to take this moment to apologize. Need to apologize.
It was kind of a mutual thing.
For Monday's show. What happened is I got off work a little early, and whenever we have like way too much time to kill before the show, our minds start wandering, and then we end up getting like more stoned than we should,
right.
And then it's just like, what's today? What's the date? What's the year? What episode is this? What the fuck are we doing? I'm hungry. Let's go. Thanks for listening. Vote for us or something.
It was still funny.
Well, yeah. Once we got into it, it just every time like I would pause where you would normally say something,
right.
It was just like blank stare. And I was like, oh.
I was not
well,
here.
I appreciate that. Way to have my back, bro hound. So, the big Wednesday show. We got two more shows before I am out of here going on the Keith and the Girl cruise. So what we decided we're gonna do, I'm not leaving till Tuesday. That's when me and Odie are hopping the plane down to Miami. We got a couple days to chill, then we get on the boat, and then we go and get completely fucking awesome, and then we come back. We got another day to chill in Miami to unwind and
right.
Get all of the whatever out of our system.
So how long are you gonna be there,
in Miami?
No, like just gone.
Just
from here.
Gone.
Yeah.
A week. I'll be back like the next Tuesday or Monday.
Gotcha.
So basically, what we were thinking of doing was on Saturday we were going to record a couple shows because there will be a Monday show. I wasn't sure if I was leaving Monday or Tuesday, but I got it all in order now,
right.
Since I'm leaving, you know, next week. I finally called Odie and was like, "Hey, when are we leaving?" He's like, "Dude, Tuesday."
So are you going to be gone for Wednesday, Friday, and Monday show?
I don't know. Possibly. Probably. So, but what we were going to do was on Saturday, we were going to take, you know, just the whole day and record like two or three shows, how many ever shows that I was going to miss, because we have a perfect record since we started doing this.
We've never missed an episode.
Holidays, all that shit, we've done shows, the 4th, whenever, Valentine's Day, like we haven't skipped a beat. So I kind of wanted to keep that going, but then I realized that all of the money that I was spending on this equipment and shit, I should have been saving up for the cruise,
mm-hmm.
which now I have none. So Saturday will be spent selling my ass out in the streets. I figure I can ask you guys for money and feel all dirty about it and not get any, or I could go sell some fucking ass, feel all dirty about it, but at least have some money to show for it. It's like, what do you have to show for it? Just sadness? No, I got some money and this weird rash on my balls. All right. So, yeah, that's what's going to happen. I don't know. I could leave you the keys if you wanted to just come up and do shows by yourself.
Not really.
Alana would probably fill in for me.
That might be all right.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe we'll talk to her and see what she
If she did the show with me, I might not miss you at all.
I know. I'd come back and you guys would be all like moved into my place, all hooked up and shit, and I'd have to kill both of you, fuck both your corpses. It'd just be a huge mess. And then we'd read about it on the show later.
Well, you would.
Because
you'd be kind of alone after that. Because
you'd be kind of dead
for
moving in on.
That might be the last episode.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, a lot of shit to get to today. I would... first of all, like to start off, I got some more beef. I went to the store, got some beef. Barbecue ready? Mm-hmm. This motherfucker tried to get me fired the other day. It was...
Why?
Let me tell you.
Were you speeding and almost running people over again?
Okay, so remember a while ago I was telling you guys about that one road that's all full of potholes and shit, and it's a dirt road, and finally you get down there, you get to their driveway, and there's like four dogs.
One you gave the candy to?
Yes. The dogs that... I played a sound clip of them a long time ago. I don't even know what episode it is, but it's just my phone sitting in the truck, and all you hear are these dogs barking and barking. And then one of them bit my ass, so I fed them, you know, some little fun-sized Snicker bars and shit. So then yesterday, me and Jesse are fucking driving down, and we pull onto the road, and, you know, they re-graveled it and shit, so you don't have to go all super slow and stuff. And, you know, generally dirt roads, if they're not marked...
Like you go super slow.
Well, shut the fuck up. Generally, dirt roads are like 35 miles an hour if they're not marked. So, you know, we're doing like 40, 45 maybe, and we pull onto the road, and I kind of, you know, we're going down the road a little ways, and I look in the rear view, and there's this truck back there, and I'm like, you know, whatever. I think nothing of it. So,
were you hauling ass?
Yeah, kind of. 45, 50, you know, dirt road. And I wasn't like, the truck wasn't getting sideways or anything like the other time. But, you know, we were going. It's a fucking stupid road. And I just want to get there, let Jesse deal with the dogs, which is awesome. Because now I just sit in the truck and wait. And then he has to go out there and deal with it. So we fucking get there. And, you know, they need fucking like four jugs of water or whatever. So I get out and help Jesse. I'm like, I'm not gonna make you do all four. Actually, I did, and then he's like, dude, come out and help me. So I get out and help him, and all of a sudden that truck that I had seen in my rear view when we first got on the road is pulling into the driveway, and I'm like, oh, maybe he just lives here, thinking nothing of the fact that, you know, we were kind of going a little fast on it,
right?
And the guy fucking gets out of his truck, and he's like, going a little fast, weren't we? Just this piece of shit attitude. Just cool. I'm hearing dogs barking.
He just wants to cause trouble.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm hearing the dogs barking. I'm already just not in a good mood just because of that. I had to come down this road. I don't like it. I don't like their fucking dogs. And now he, oh, going a little fast, aren't we? It made me want to just punch him in the face and be like, is that fast enough for you, you fucking cunt? And I'm like, no, we were doing 35. And he's like, well, that's funny, because I was doing 35 and you guys were gone. And he's like, you know, there's children playing on this road. And I look at him and I stop what I'm doing. I'm like, there's children playing in the middle of this dirt road. Like,
it's a road.
Yeah. Like, really, adult, mother, father?
Kids just play in the road?
In the dirt road.
Yeah.
I like to let them play right after the windy corner.
Right.
So you come around the corner, boom, kids.
Yeah.
Fucking
slam on the brakes.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're only doing 35.
Yeah, and I mean, we weren't even going as fast as we probably could have been. He just wanted to fucking be a prick, be a piece of shit. And then he's like, you know, there's horses on this road, there's kids playing on this road, and he's like, you're going way too fast. And I'm like, uh-huh, okay, uh-huh, okay. And he's like, are you being a smartass? I'm like, no, I'm agreeing with you. Uh-huh, okay. I wasn't like, no, we weren't, you know, like, right. I could have fucking just started a fucking argument with him, but, you know, I'm in my work uniform, we got the work truck right there.
You just want to leave, I imagine.
Yeah, totally, and so he's like, well, you guys need to slow down, I tried to catch up to you, and I couldn't. I'm like, so you were speeding on that road? And he's like, you're being a smartass now. I'm like, hey, you just told me not to speed on that road, and then you said you tried to catch up to us, so what's going on here? And then you said there's kids in the road. What kind of parent is going to let their fucking kids play? I mean, okay, maybe some would.
Right.
Go play on the highway, you little fucker.
But those parents don't deserve to have kids.
Right,
anyway.
And as far as I know, I don't know. They might have kids. They might not. There were no kids in the road. There was nothing in the road except him following
have
us.
Have you ever seen anything in the road?
No, never. Except deer. And whatever.
But that's everywhere.
I'll hit deer. Yeah. I give a fuck.
Fuck deer.
Especially in the truck. I will mow over deer. I will get out, cut off a fucking flank, and cook it. I will. I don't care.
Just right
no
there.
No kids, though. Nobody that's going to see us and be like, oh, you are speeding. 911.
Right.
These guys were going fast. Oh, fuck me. Is this call toll-free? Do I get a senior discount on it? Oh, I'm old. And so I'm just like, whatever, dude. And he's like, do you want me to call your office? And I look at him. I'm like, just thinking in my head, like, yeah, I would love for you to call the office and tell on me for speeding so I can get fucking another talking to about this.
Right.
Like, this isn't the first time this has happened, believe it or not. And I'm like, if you're going to call him. Don't. Is this a rhetorical question?
Are you just threatening?
Yeah, are you threatening me? I am Gordon Hoyle.
You should have said
that. You would give me TP. I should have just ran over and been like, I am Gordon Hoyle. Are you threatening me?
I need TP for my
bubble. Oh, God, that would have been so funny. He would have been like, are you being a smartass? Are you threatening me?
I don't think he would know how to react to that.
No. So he's like, well, just slow it down. And I'm like, okay. And, you know, we finish and we leave. So we get in the truck, and as we're pulling away, I'm doing like 1 mile an hour. Just like hoping he's watching us leave. I'm like, and I look at Jesse, I'm like, dude, do you think this is slow enough? He's like, dude, there might be kids in the road. Slow down a little more. So I'm pretty much, we're letting the truck coast at this point. Like,
yeah,
there's no gas
coasting.
Being used. Doing our part, you know.
Right.
Save the world. Save the children that might be playing in the middle of this dirt fucking road. And Jesse looks back, and the dude's watching us through the window as we creep out. He has a long driveway. So it took us, I wasn't timing it, but it took us like a good 2.5 minutes just to leave his driveway. Like, in reverse, just crawling.
Really?
Fucking putting it in drive slowly. I don't want to hurt any
kids.
That must
have pissed him off.
Yeah, and
like,
there might,
totally
be, there might be kids playing on my transmission, and
right.
I don't want to hurt him by shifting gears.
Right.
So real
crunch some
slow.
Fingers.
Yeah. You got to be careful.
Yeah, you
so
never
then,
know.
So then, you know, turning the wheel real slow. There might be dogs under my tire.
I mean,
we could drown ourselves in what if all fucking day. What if there was a dog under the truck? Well, then he'd be dead. And so he's watching us as we pull out and shit. And no more than we're on the fucking road doing like 5 miles an hour down the dirt road because I'm hoping he'll follow us. I'm
right.
like, oh, please follow
like,
us.
Like, speed up.
I get a fucking phone call, and it's one of the girls at the office, and I'm like, she's like, hi. I'm like, did somebody just call you about us? And she's like, yeah, how did you know? I'm like, well, because he asked me if I wanted him to call you guys. And I said, yeah, I would love you to. And she's like, so what happened? And I told her what happened. She's like, well, did you guys almost run 2 4-wheelers off the road? And I'm like, what?
He's making
what?
Shit up now.
I'm like, dude, I don't know. Did we? We were going really fast.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when
never
you're going
know.
The speed of light, everything's just a blur. So I might have fucking killed him. I don't know. And I'm like, no, dude, there was nobody on the road. And she's like, well, this guy just called in and said he was following you guys and you were hauling ass around these turns and you almost ran 2 4-wheelers and a horse off the road. And I'm like, what? So at this point, I'm just really pissed. I'm like, that motherfucker, if anyone else would have answered the phone, I mean, they would have talked to me first.
Right.
And I would have been like, no, that's fucking bullshit. But just the fact that, like, any other job to where they didn't know me and be like, he's a good kid,
yeah.
he's not
They know to
people.
Trust your word over some guy.
Right, not only because this has happened before,
right.
but because they know, and they know how bitchy our fucking customers can get, and, you know, it's just the kind of people that they see anything and they're like, 911,
right. They'll make shit up just to get someone in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Just to be a prick. And I got to thinking, like, if I had been at another job, I would have just lost my job
yeah.
over this motherfucker lying to me. For one, we already go way the fuck out there to his fucking piece of shit house and then his fucking dogs and then getting bit by him. And now this, like, I was ready to just kick doors down and start fucking punching people. Like, punching the face.com, man. I would have fucking just, ugh. So I'm just like, no, he totally made that up. You can ask Jesse if you don't believe me. He's just trying to get us in trouble. And she's like, all right, well, I'm the only one here, so it's all good. I'm like, thank you. So we're driving down the road some more, and all of a sudden I see this fucking bear in the road, like a black bear. And
nice.
I've seen him before, but never that close.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like on its hind legs, kind of just walking around. I'm like, dude, there's a fucking bear. Come here. I fucking put it in park and I get out and I'm like looking at
Should've
it.
Taking some video.
I know I didn't have my camera like handy. And by the time I had gotten out, he started walking away. So I fucking start running over because I want to pet this thing.
Yeah,
like,
good idea,
like,
dude.
Like, well, what's it really going to do? I
it's
mean,
gonna
it's
fucking
not,
attack
it's
you.
It's not a grizzly, though, or a nothing. And, I
but
mean,
it's
I,
a bear.
I could have made it to the truck before he would have gotten
They
me.
Are really, 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 really fast.
Really?
Yeah, they'll get up. They'll
like
run
fa-
like
faster
yeah.
than me?
Yeah, like 60 miles an hour.
Even with a smoke bomb?
Psh. Or not 60, that's like 30, I think, is how fast bears can run.
Really?
Yeah, fast.
So even if I would have dropped smoke bombs and shit, and he...
Maybe that. Maybe if you pulled some ninja.
Really?
Yeah, you might be able
I
to...
I might have had to. I might have had to, like, summon the teleport jutsu and fucking been in the truck. So I'm walking over to this thing, like, trying to fucking pet it, and I'm like, here, bear, you know, like, I don't know how you call a bear. It's,
yeah.
Or,
yeah,
I don't know. So I'm just walking over there making noise and shit, and it fucking takes off,
yeah.
not towards me. Thank God, I guess. And yeah, so I get back to the truck and I'm like, dude, where did it go? Because we pulled up and we like were trying to find it and shit, and it just fucking disappeared. So I don't know. I just thought that was pretty interesting. Right after that happened, like I was really tempted to take like a trail of food and lead it back to their house so that bear could just maul his whole fucking
nice.
Family. And then the other thing I really wanted to do was go back there at night and just slit all their throats. But
no, what you could have done is
I didn't.
You could have gone and grabbed all their dogs, killed all their dogs, used that as bait to get to their house.
That is a great idea. Take notes, Jesse, next time that happens. So, yeah, just stupid people, just bitching just to bitch, just because, oh, you're going too fast. Well, fuck you. You're going too slow. And then to be like, oh, well, I was trying to follow you. Like, don't then. If I'm going too fast, let me die. Let me hit
right.
kids. If you're following me and I hit kids, you're going to hit me, and then where are we going to be? You know, it's just stupid. It just really pissed me off that after he was like, do you want me to call your work? Huh? And then he does.
Right.
And
makes shit up.
Yeah. And then lies on top of it. So I don't know. If you guys have any ideas of a nice non-invasive way to get them back.
Like what you did to their dogs with the candy.
Right. Something like that.
Hopefully
but
give
them
diarrhea.
Diarrhea. Cha, cha, cha. So, yeah, that
put
that
something
just,
in the water.
That, yeah, oh, God. If it would be so easy, but no, I can't fuck around with my job like that.
Yeah.
So, I was biking home the other night, and I am proud to say that I have put over 200 miles on my mountain bike.
That's impressive.
Since I got the speedometer, so minus another, you know, 30. I mean, it's nothing big, but
yeah.
I rode it quite a bit before I actually got the speedometer. So just over, like, 220 is where I'm at now, just since I've had it, and biking to work and back and shit. And the other night, I noticed this when I was at my house, but it was more prevalent in town. Have you been noticing, like, I don't know if you go by it, but you know that car dealership across the highway from Four Corners gas station? the Honda place or whatever.
Yeah.
They have those brand new halogen lights and shit. And the other night I was riding home and I look up and it looks like it's snowing in these lights. And I'm
weird.
Like, what the fuck? So I fucking stop and I'm just staring at it.
Bugs.
A swarm, dude. A fucking herd of moths. Like, more than I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah, because those lights are so powerful and bright. Well, the moths love that
shit.
Yeah,
but I've seen it, you know, like when you watch baseball games or when, you know, they're all buzzing around. But this was thick. Like, it looked like snow. There was so many of them. And they were huge and shit, too. And I was just like, wow, dude, that... Like, I've never seen that many just all in that one spot. And they weren't at other lights, you know, because there's a bunch of them. They were just all at this one. Like, this was God, you know, right
there. This is the light.
Yeah, so I got my video camera out and I started, you know, making a video of it. I don't know if it'll show up. It will by the light and you can kind of see them, but I haven't really looked at it on the computer. So if it's worthwhile, I'll post it so you guys can see it. It blew me awake and I was there. And then after I saw that, I was like, oh, fuck, I gotta get back on my bike now, and I'm feeling them all over me and shit, and I'm sure there were. And then a fucking bat, like, flew around. Nice. I'm sure they're just feeding like
crazy.
Have
you seen those bugs that are, like, they look just like mosquitoes, but they're, like, fucking huge?
Yeah, yeah. Weren't those, like, mosquito eaters or something?
I don't know what they are.
I don't know. They have, like, they're daddy long legs, but with a big mosquito snout. They're
fucked
up
looking.
Yeah, and,
like, huge wings.
Yeah, they, I don't like
those.
They're
huge.
But, yeah, so I you know, get the rest of my shit and I head back home, and I'm watching the ones now from my balcony across the highway. There's a fucking dealership there that has lights, and I'm watching them, and these moths are, there's not as many of them, but there's still quite a few, and they're getting so close to this light that they burst into flames. And then like it's a light show, and when I first saw this I thought we had fireflies.
It's like those bug zappers.
Yeah, totally. I was like, we don't have fireflies out here though. That's all
so.
West.
Yeah,
and I'm just watching them. And, you know, they'd go, and then you'd see this bright light just kind of fly around all sporadically and shit.
On fire.
And it got me thinking, like, that is, like, the perfect symbol of the human race. Like, we buzz around trying to get as much of this shit as we can, this light, this God, this religion, whatever you want to call it, and then we fizzle out, and then that's it. And it's so quick that it happens. Like, our lifetimes compared to the moths, you know, are pretty long. But then ours compared to, like, anything else is, like, they're real short. Like, our lifetime, it's so short. And it just, I'm watching them, and they're just like people. You just wander around, and you see something that glitters, and you're like, oh, I want that. Oh, fuck, I'm dead. Now. And, like, it burns you up, you know?
Right.
It just seemed weird. I was just watching. I'm like, man, that is us right there. That is.
Although, no matter what I look at anymore, I can pretty much look at that. It's like, wow, we're like that.
Yeah,
like pretty much anything.
It's sad. It's just, we just try and get as much of whatever. It doesn't even have to be anything relatively important. Just anything that we can. We need a lot of it,
right.
You know? And then we die. We just burn out. And that is what makes me ashamed right there. Like, moths and us. And that's sad news.
The fact that it's even possible that to compare us to moths in the first place in any way.
Weird, but if you had like a human ant farm type of thing, you would just watch us wander around aimlessly, and then we'd find something, and then we'd try and just get as much of that something as we could,
right.
Overload ourselves and die. And that's pretty much what they do. They see that light and they want it, and they get too close and they burst into flames, and then they die. And it's like, well, I hope that was worth it, you know? It just, I don't know, it's a shameful and sad that that's, you know, where we're at in society. We got a couple emails I wanted to get to here. I left another voicemail on a Distorted View show, and I got an email from a listener of ours, Mouth Rapist. He says, hey guys, some chick from New Hampshire bashed you on DV on Tuesday's show in her message to Tim. Motherfucking bitches. She was plugging a trivia podcast and called you names for plugging your podcast. Names like hypocrite? I don't know. Maybe you should ask your listeners on the next show to harass her. I googled the info she left in the message. Her email address is triviawar@gmail.com, and her phone number is 206-202-6360. I'm sure you guys and your listeners can brainstorm ways to mess with her. Sincerely, mouth rapist.
The difference is between us and her, though, is that she has never plugged her show on, like, anywhere
right,
before.
And I do it all the time.
And you do it, like, once every couple
and
weeks.
And I know we're probably not going to get any more listeners from DV. I do it now just to hear Tim's, like, disgust in his voice. Like, yeah. Hey, Tim, it's Matt from the Jam Hole. Oh. I got to go take a leak. Let me know when he's done talking. But I don't know. It's just fun. And then so I actually sent her an email and I said, why do you feel the need to hate on the Jam Hole? Can't we all get along or should we play war? MattTheJamHole.com. And she wrote back, Trivia War Podcast, I have no problem with the Jam Hole. Never listened. I was just referring to all those calls on DV from people who are only promoting the show, not having anything relevant to say.
Which was like two people.
Yeah, and that was a long time ago. Yeah. And that was more just to see if our listeners would do something I asked them to that
right.
was easy like that. And they did, and we got a couple listeners from it, so fuck you. That was clearly a poor choice of words on my part to call those people assholes. Sue from Trivia War. So I was thinking about calling her on the show like right now, but then we listened to a bit of her podcast and you know what? I'm not gonna.
No.
She has enough problems without us adding to them. I don't know. I don't really have anything to say about it. Your show, I mean it's a show about TV. Like
right.
really?
Like, the thing I despise more than anything.
Like, okay, guys, 2 seconds on the clock. What was the third commercial in Lost episode 314? Was it for Massengill Douche? Show me Massengill Douche! Ding, 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 ding! Yeah, like, it's just, I don't know. I watch a lot of TV shows, but to make...
There's no commercials in them, though.
No, not at all. But just to have a podcast about that. Like,
yeah.
At least when I call Tim at Distorted View, like, our show kind of, you could, if you listen to that, you could relate to us because, you know, we talk about fucked up shit. It's like, that has nothing to do with anything at all.
Not at all.
Unless maybe you're doing Arrested Development because Tim likes that show. But that's it. So, I don't know. I'm not going to call her. Maybe if you know, we can get her to get really pissed off at us and say something that I'm like, all right, now it's on. Then we'll fucking call her on the show. But
I didn't even listen to it when you were playing it before the show.
No, it's just...
I just zoned it out.
Today on Trivia War Podcast, we talk about 30 Rock, or you could just go watch 30 Rock. I mean...
Right?
It's just...
Or
you
could listen to the show while you watch 30
Rock.
Oh
my fuck.
That would just blow your mind.
It's like MuggleCast. Like, you can really make a whole podcast. Like, not even just one show, many,
right.
many episodes
constantly.
About Harry Potter. I mean, really? And then people listen to it.
Right.
Like, I don't know if it's more sad that you made it or that there's people that listen to it, you know?
I don't know. I mean, whatever gets you fans, I guess.
Yeah, whatever.
I think it's more sad that people like it than they make it.
It almost just seems taking an easy way out. It's like, how hard is it to get popular using something popular? It's
right.
like, you already have an established fan base of millions of people that like Harry Potter. So, by default, at least half of that 1 million is gonna like your show because it's about Harry Potter. Like, if we did a show about gay sex, we would appeal to at least every fag in America.
At least.
At least. And then, you know, some that are
there
maybe...
Actually, I think there is podcasts for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're going with something that already has a pre-existing
right.
audience, which is what we were doing calling Sick and Wrong and Distorted View. You have an audience, now come check us out.
Yeah,
you know?
You have an audience, can we...
Right.
Steal them from you.
Yeah, exactly. We'll just borrow them, you know. We'll give the ones.
Share. Can we share?
Yeah, we can share. Right click, sharing in security.
Yeah.
Turn off your firewall. Okay.
Right.
We can do that.
It's a low trust.
Yeah. Well, that's about it. You got anything else before we do some news here?
Let's just do some news.
Cookie 20 says that's a horrible idea for a podcast.
Oh,
goodness.
Man.
And Alana Hotbutt says, yes, Visine in the water. Oh, man. That would be awesome. So, all right, episode 69. Oh, man. We should almost be doing this with our pants off.
No.
No? Okay, ready?
Good.
Ready? Yes!
Got me.
Yes, yes, yes. Pew, 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 pew. How come, do you notice, like, whenever we do that, whenever I win, it's always, like, a celebratory thing. Like,
yeah.
I need to take my victory lap. Hold on. Oh! You know, but whenever you do it, you're just like, gotcha. This one is called.
Pretty much.
No, what's the word I'm looking for? No.
Enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm. Yes. No, yes. Enthusiasm. Right. Why is that?
I don't know.
Are you glad to be having a week off, then?
Not really.
Mm. And while I'm gone, if anybody wants to come, make sure my cat's still alive. Email info@thejamhole.com. Or give Brayden a ride to the house, because I don't know how you're going to get here. Maybe I'll just take the cat with me. You think that would be... You think I could get her through customs?
Probably not.
No?
You could...
That'd be a good way to get some weed through.
That's true.
Just shove
it
up the cat's
ass.
No kitty, it's a big kitty. Oh, I wouldn't do that. Maybe a couple joints, because they're small.
Yeah,
like cat dick. Okay, episode 69 here. This one is called Pear... Kill man and film him dying. Now you might be asking yourself, how does a pear do that? Nay, not the fruit. A pear, as in dose.
Right, as in a couple.
Dose people. Okay. Two young men have admitted killing a man and filming his death on a mobile phone. Strike one and strike two.
Wow.
You admit it and then you're like, oh, we have pictures. Want to see?
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, what?
Maybe that wasn't a good idea.
What's incriminating mean? fuck. Anthony Reese, 40, was found dead at the flat he shared with his girlfriend, Deborah Haskins, in Glencock, Pontypridd,
what?
South Wales. Leave
Is that
it to
a
the
town?
Yeah, leave Glencock? It to the Welsh. Glencock, Pontypridd.
I almost want to live there.
Glencock? Oh, man. That's an awesome town name. Post-mortem examination showed he died as a result of extensive facial injuries caused by repeated blows. I like it because it says facial and blows. Because you get a facial after you...
Blow it,
got
right.
It. David Bloomer, 18, who lived on the same street as Mr. Reese, pleaded guilty to fucking his wife and then manslaughter at Cardiff Crown Court.
Wait,
but
what was wrong with the first part?
What?
Fucking his wife.
Well, that was motive. I don't know.
What?
What?
Huh?
David Bloomer, 18, he denied murder. He's like, I slaughtered the man. I did not murder him.
No.
I will take the manslaughter.
But no murder
not
charge,
murder.
Please.
No 187s for
no,
this guy.
Negative.
His co-accused, 22-year-old Anthony Fitzgerald, admitted murdering Mr. Reese. He's like...
Fitzgerald.
It was that dude.
What a good name.
Mr. Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald.
Peter Rausch, QC, whatever that means, prosecuting, told the court Fitzgerald was the instigator and the main participant in the attack. I would have thought the guy that got killed was the main participant.
You would think so.
Well, I guess. I don't know. So one of them instigated him, and then he's like, yeah, I don't think you can kill him, pussy. Pussaholic, you want me to call your work? He's like, that's it. Fucking douche. Dead. And then he went bowling with his face. Mr. Reese's jaw was broken into three pieces, and he suffered bleeding into his airways and lungs. That's what happens when you try and take too much cock into the mouth. It
right.
Just, you snap your jaw three places, blood starts leaking into places blood shouldn't be, and then you die, and then you videotape it. mobile phone photographs and films of Mr. Reese were then taken as he lay dying, the prosecution said. The footage was later transferred onto another mobile phone. You think, like, in the video you can hear him going, dude, this will be sweet on YouTube.
This is going on YouTube.
Yeah, this is going on YouTube. Dude.
I don't think so.
Pull down
actually.
Your pants and teabag him. This will be great for YouTube. Does that still count if the man is dead when you teabag him?
Probably not.
No, because, I mean,
you'd have to kill him after.
Yeah, that's like taking...
Good pick in your nose.
I'm itching. That's like taking...
the inside of your nose.
That's like taking candy from a dead baby.
Oh.
Mobile phone photographs and films. Police, I already read that. Hey. Police officers investigating an alleged theft carried out by Fitzgerald discovered Mr. Reese's body after breaking into his home at 11 p.m. on February 6th. So the guy was dead. Somebody breaks into his house and is stealing shit, and the cops get called for that, and then they're like, oh, there's also a dead body here. The guy's like, hey, that was not me.
I did that. That was already here.
Okay,
I
took the china and the dildos, but that, you are not pinning that on me. Fitzgerald of Green Meadow Close, Pontypridd, will be will be sentenced on Wednesday. And yeah, so that's it for that story. Just a little brutal murder. It's just great that they filmed it and then admitted it.
Right.
And
fucking idiot.
Yeah, nice. I mean, if you're going to do that, at least encrypt it or something. I don't know.
Just don't do that.
Yeah, when the
stupid
cops are like, did you do that? Don't be like, yeah, you know, make them work. We pay their wages.
Say, no.
Yeah, I did it. Here's this signed confession, check and check. Take me away. Like,
right.
No, make them work for it. Make them go good cop, bad cop, blue cop, red cop.
Make them earn that money.
Exactly. You know, make them give you things.
Yes.
And if you can, tell them you want full diplomatic immunity. And then you'll talk.
Right.
Because that always works. I saw that on 24 also.
Yeah.
I ain't saying a word until I am free to go. So, yeah, that's it for that story.
All right. This one is called Sex Crime Linked to Morgue. Imagine that.
Wow. Wait, what? Sex? Sorry, I was reading an
Sex
email.
Crime Linked to Morgue?
Oh, okay. I thought it was a church.
No. I would imagine a lot of people work in morgues have a thing for dead bodies.
You think?
Maybe.
Do you think, though, that you wouldn't have had a weird fetish for dead bodies until after working there a while? Like, do you think it's something that gets developed over time?
It might be a couple options. It could be that, or you go into that career knowing that you're going to be with dead bodies, knowing that you can fuck them.
No. Like, so I work by myself?
It's like,
yes,
I'll
start tonight.
Yeah, I mean, someone's just like, I like fucking dead bodies. What would be the best job for me to do where I can do that and make money?
Welcome to the zoo. Man. Man, you know, hey, Matt, Braden, why are you guys so ashamed of people? People are wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, people are amazing, gifts
especially
of God.
These people.
Especially dead people, because you can fuck them. And
right.
They won't be like, don't. I have a boyfriend. Stop that. Oh, don't.
Yeah, that's why.
Well, I don't know.
All right. The former Hamilton County employee accused of having sex with a body in the morgue had his bond set today at $700,000.
$700,000? I mean, the body's dead.
Yeah.
Like, really? So, I mean,
I
that's
know.
Fucked
I guess,
up and gross that you
right.
did it, but $700,000, it's not like he killed him, then fucked him.
Yeah, it's not like he killed the
and,
person.
I mean,
or...
I guess, did he clean up after himself? I mean, he works there, right? So
well,
obviously
they gotta clean up the bodies for the wake and everything afterwards
right.
anyway.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if you just went in there and trashed the place and left
right.
jizz and dead bodies all over the place, then, you know,
yeah.
$700,000.
Come
but
on.
If you're just, you know, a little in and out, you're lonely, your wife's a big fat whore, you would rather fuck dead bodies than your wife.
Right.
Go ahead. Who cares? You,
yeah.
And, I mean, unless, was it a female body?
I'm pretty sure.
Because then, you know, that's right. I was thinking if it was a guy dead body and the guy when he was alive wasn't gay, then maybe because, you know, he
yeah.
wouldn't want that. But I mean.
But he's dead.
You're a chick. Yeah, it's exactly.
Does it
still
matter?
I'm just saying it's better if
right.
that because, you know, maybe.
Maybe the chick was a lesbian.
Maybe if they're watching. Well, then there's always that to consider. But would you want to have sex with a dead lesbian?
I don't think he would know.
Really?
Yeah,
that
unless she was a dyke as fuck or something. I
yeah, I guess.
Like that fucking chick know. At the lake.
Nice. Alana Hotbutt says, I will babysit your kitty. She can hang out here. I'll just kill it. Oh, no. Jesse says, I'll just kill it.
Nice. That's,
nice.
That's good.
Then way to help out.
Glad
I
he
love
did
it.
Not
oh,
come
Cookie
over.
Cookie says, I can check on your kitty. Wow. You know, guys, big party my house when I'm gone. I'll leave the key under the fucking door. Have fun. Make sure to hang out with my cool neighbors. Watch
yeah.
your butt.
Cool.
God.
Shoot bottle rockets with them.
At them.
Yes. Kenneth Douglas, 55, of Westwood, was before Common Pleas Court Judge William Mallory for an arrangement that lasted less than 5 minutes where none of the details of the horrific allegations were discussed. Well,
so,
thanks for that.
I mean, it was, you did it for 5 minutes?
Yeah, he pleaded not guilty.
So, well, oh, wait, you mean, like, he only fucked the body for 5 minutes, like, in and out, and I'm done?
What?
What? Isn't that what you just said?
No.
What lasted 5 minutes?
The court.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, if it's just 5 minutes, I
mean,
it's
just a cookie.
Is that really?
Well,
yeah.
I'm sure if you're resorting to fucking dead bodies, you probably don't get laid that much.
Right.
So it's probably going to be pretty quick.
So, hypothetically, How long do you think you could last while fucking a dead body? Anything you want. It could be a dog. It could be a horse. It could even be a hot chick.
It would be a hot chick for one.
Uh-huh.
Start with that.
Okay. And check.
I really don't know because, I mean.
Depends how many kids she's had. Let's say.
But I don't know what it feels like to fuck a dead body.
A little colder than what it feels like to fuck a not dead body?
I'm sure it's different because, you know, all your muscles tense up and all that.
No, I was just adjusting my cushion. So, gotcha. I don't know. I'm just thinking.
The same amount I would last having sex with a live girl, I imagine.
Because neither of them move around all that much when you're doing it.
I don't know. Oh. That doesn't really make a difference.
That's right.
I'm usually holding them down when I'm fucking them anyway, so it don't matter.
Face against the wall with like a spike in it, so they're trying to back up. That almost makes it like they're into it, right?
Right.
Right.
It's close enough.
So I was just like, picture like, say, Betty, for instance, a virgin. She dies. Right. How, like, do you think that would be quicker because it'd be tighter, or do you not want to talk about this anymore?
It's hard to think about. Cause...
Would you do foreplay? Would you eat it out first?
No, I would not.
Would you
just grab
the lube? You cut the clit off and fucking eat it?
No.
Okay.
Where did you get the idea to do that?
The last Sextastic Tuesday, Tim read.
Really?
It was the Simpsons one. Bart just got out of jail. He raped Lisa, fucked her up. It was brutal. It was one of the most brutal stories I've ever heard. Like,
awesome.
I was looking at Jesse and like, dude, I don't even have a clit, and that made my stomach turn up just a little bit. Like, I can handle some fucked up junk, but that was, I can't. He started off by nail gunning like a triangle, like one and one into her hands so she couldn't move, and then just like started like cutting things and cutting the clit off and cutting the nipples off.
Sounds
and just
like something Bart
cut her stomach open while he was fucking her and reached his hand into the gut so he could feel his cock. Like,
whoa.
Just brutal, brutal shit. And it was.
That is gnarly.
I kind of got a boner listening to it. Just saying.
I have never gotten a boner from the
Distorted View
Tuesdays. Yeah, Distorted View at all.
Not even the Smurfs one?
Not
that
even.
That one was kind of hot. No?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it was kind of hot, but I didn't give it.
Jesse says, that was nasty. I almost puked. Two girls, one cup was nothing compared to that.
Really?
Yeah, it was brutal, dude. Wow. You'll have to listen to it. It's Distorted View Sextastic Tuesday last week, Cookie. I don't even know what episode, but just look at it.
So
it's disgusting.
Douglas was indicted Monday for gross abuse of a corpse.
Excuse me. He was what?
Indicted? I don't know what that word is.
Braden.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
How long have we been doing this show, bud? Episode 69?
That's a word I've
indicted?
Never seen.
Indicted, perhaps?
I-N-D-I-C-T-E-D.
Indicted?
That's indicted?
Perhaps?
Okay.
The
gotcha.
C is silent.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Never
and
seen
And that concludes this episode of Teaching Braden How to Read.
Right.
Ting.
That's not really teaching me how to read. That's one word.
Get off Tim's dick, Matt. You can't use ting. That's his.
Because we can't use anything anyone ever says.
Hey, I got a new MySpace message from Mara. Who is that?
Who?
I'll tell you
Just
later.
Just don't even. All right, he is accused of having sex with a body of murder victim Karen Range in the morgue where Douglas worked as an attendant hours after David Stefan killed her and nearly beheaded her with a paring knife.
Oh, so he wasn't even having sex with a body in good condition. This was like not, you just died of natural causes or complications in pregnancy. This was, you got murdered and your head is not really attached anymore.
It sounds like it was almost cut all the way off. It was it was attached. Attached by a little bit.
So is that like, man, my fantasy was to rip off a chick's head and fuck her neck. Now
maybe,
I can do it. Thank you, Jesus Christ.
I guess
Christ.
He didn't care. I don't know. In that case, I don't think I would even be able to fuck that.
No, it's all, not unless I was the one that did that to it. That's like,
that would completely
that's someone else's handiwork. Now you're going to fuck it?
I don't think I could come looking at an almost severed head on a body.
We're talking about coming? Well, I don't think I could get an erection.
No, but we were talking about how long do you think it would take
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah, I was I'm done with
oh,
that.
Oh, I was going back to that.
Oh, please.
No,
how
that,
long do you think
that was
you
it.
Could?
No, I said I couldn't at all because that, yeah. Never mind. Douglas is accused of having sex with a woman's unclean body after it had been stored in refrigeration for more than 4 hours, awaiting an autopsy the next day. So
wow.
This body was pretty fucking cold.
It got
cold.
To marinate for a while. That's cool.
That would be... How could you... Really?
A gas mask, maybe.
No, it'd be so cold. Like, how could you have sex with something
you
like that?
Just microwave it.
I don't think he did. That'd be a big microwave.
Well, not the whole thing.
To stick it in the incinerator for a second.
Yeah, well, no, I was just thinking, like, piece by piece, and then as they come out warm, you know, you kind of put them back together again.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No? Is that weird?
That is kind of weird.
All right.
In a case like this, you are tempted to refer to Douglas as an animal, but that really isn't fair to animals.
Oh, man.
They don't do things like this. He is one sick dude, Assistant Prosecutor Mark, whatever.
Whatever the fuck.
Some weird
so,
name.
So, that's... Humans shouldn't do that. It's okay to fuck horses and fuck little kids and believe in made-up shit, but hey, when our dead die, we do not fuck them. They get fucked enough while they were living. You don't need to add to it.
They also believe that Douglas had sex with more dead bodies and expect similar additional charges in a future...
Well, if... If you fucking keep admitting to it, like, oh, by the way, I fucked like 20 more. Just keep adding on to my sentence.
He pleaded not guilty.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, he's trying.
Yeah, I guess. At least he wasn't like, yeah, and here's the videos, here's the chat logs, here's this. So is that for that story? Or I mean, please continue. That's good.
It's really long. We should probably stop there.
Alrighty, well, I did just get a MySpace message from Maricela, and it says, hi, well, hey, cutie, I'm looking for the guy next door. I'm a big sucker for a cute smile and a nice, decent personality. What if this wasn't spam, and I'm, like, totally just mocking it, and she's like, man, I thought you were cute, but now you're an asshole.
Right.
Like, oh, don't I feel cool. I myself am good-looking, easygoing, and a little adventurous. Not much, just a little. I also love watching TV, going to the movies, and working out once in a while. Like, could you be any more... Not
obvious.
Specific. Like,
yeah.
I enjoy breathing, seeing, listening, hearing,
living,
moving.
Yeah.
I eat. I enjoy eating.
Smelling.
Smelling, yes. I enjoy touching things.
Right.
Soft things,
yes.
Not soft, you know, just things.
Right.
I like moving around. Did we say that already?
I think so.
Man, I'm running out of I'm looking for something casual at the moment. Like a nice pair of slacks. Thank you. I just came out of a long, serious relationship, a little over 2 years. And please don't respond to the message directly. I'm using my friend's account. Checking things out before I get an account for myself.
So this isn't even her MySpace.
Because I don't know what this MySpace thing is. I'm just checking it out to see if it's something I want to get into.
Is that email address for real?
I doubt it. Maybe. We can email it back.
Should.
Will you please send your reply to my email address instead? Thank you in advance. Kate_YAW_Q. Kate Yaku? Yeah. What Q? I don't know. At Yahoo. Hope we'll get a chance to chat a little. Oh, we will, you fucking internet robot whore.
Yeah, that's not even your profile.
I know. I love it how they, like, I'm sure this, it's not me that this happens to,
right.
But, like, a ton of fucking people.
Oh,
but
sure.
You know every single guy that fucking gets one of these is like, oh, when it first says hi, well, hey, cutie, they're like, their heart jumps just for a second, no matter what
not
it is.
Not me, though, because if I see it, it's not someone I know already. I automatically assume it's spam.
You don't think, like, just some new person could have seen you out somewhere and been like, hey, you're cute.
No, I just,
MySpace message.
Maybe, but I still assume first it's spam, because why?
Right, like,
why?
You should assume most people, everyone on the internet
right.
is a man instead
exactly,
of a chick,
yeah.
or else you get
I mean, just,
jokes made of you.
Yeah,
ha, ha, ha.
Expect the worst.
Yes. That's good. Risk management. What's the worst that could happen?
Right.
Well, I'll go to the alley and you'll be a dude. Okay, not so bad. I'll go
he
to
said
the alley.
It, not me.
You'll be a dude with chloroform and rope. Okay, a little worse, a little
that
worse.
That might be
still
kinda rough.
Not that bad. So, oh, before we forget, speaking of just a shame and dumb people, to whom it may concern, please, please, please. Not only, okay, we need a lot of things here. We need abortions,
this is
for
most important.
First and foremost, abortions. Secondly, please make it like earthquake here or get really hot maybe or just something that all these fucking people will just die. Is that too much to ask? Is that being selfish?
Know. Maybe.
I'm thinking of the earth.
Right.
I'm thinking of other people, not
for
just
for the greater
me.
Good.
For the greater good. Sincerely, the Jam Hole. Thank you. So, is that it for that story? Was
yes.
that it like 10 minutes ago?
Yes, that okay. was it when I said that was it.
Sorry, I apologize. So, okay.
Apparently you forgot something.
Who did? I did?
Yeah, that's
what did I forget?
Slug Nug here says.
This morning at Sykes.
I don't know what that means.
What happened this morning at Sykes? Please write in. Are you talking about that, that girl that was there that we kind of... There's this, I don't know if this is what he's talking about, but yeah, we're eating breakfast at Sykes, and there's this girl there that looks like just defeated or something. She's
like
got,
everyone who's at Sykes.
Exactly, but she's like, maybe she could be pretty, but she looks like she either just got done doing a bunch of meth like all week long, kind of greasy hair, had a bag with like clothes in it. Yeah, the girl, okay. Had a bag with clothes in it and shit, and like, you know, just drinking coffee, just weird, and like just something happened. So I'm,
right.
Me and Jesse are sitting there eating. I'm like, dude, what do you think happened to her? Like, do you think she just got fucked a bunch last night, now she's just kind of collecting her
she's
thoughts,
got raped.
Or is it drugs or something? And then, like, you know, so we're eating and shit, and we go to leave, and before that, she went into the bathroom and changed and came back out with a Peta Pit shirt on and
ooh.
Shit, so we're like, huh, that's kind of weird, but still, I'm like, there's something had to have happened, so we get out and shit, and she comes out a little after us, not, you know, we're sitting in the truck, and she's like, hey, do you have a cigarette? I'm like, yeah, if you come over here and tell me what's wrong. Just like, not really being a smartass,
yeah.
But I was curious.
Right.
I'm like, what could have possibly happened to this, you know, kind of pretty, probably a little young
potentially
girl.
Potentially pretty.
Yeah, potentially pretty, definitely young girl that she's sitting in Sykes by herself looking like she was crying, just raggedy, like she was rode hard
right.
and put away wet. Last night or something. So, you know, I'm like, yeah, and I roll her a cigarette. I'm like, so what happened to you? Like, why are you here right now? Why, what happened? She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, you look like something happened. We were trying to figure it out. And she's like, well, actually, I just got kicked out of my house and something else, and now I have to go to work and shit. And I'm like, oh. And she's like, I just got paid and I don't have enough money for cigarettes. I'm like, oh,
bummer.
That was it? Like, you look like some shit happened.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and I have a meth addict problem. But
yeah. Leave that part
what
out.
What she didn't say, right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. Though it wasn't that great of a story, Jesse. That's why I wasn't going to say it. But, okay. Well, this one is called Daycare Operator Drives Over Babies.
Really? This isn't the first time this has happened.
To whom
think.
It may concern, hallelujah.
A little late on the abortion, but
hey,
abortion nonetheless.
Nonetheless, I'll take it any way I can get it. You know this.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Exactly. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck me. Are you kidding?
Sound it out.
A Peterberg woman who operated... No, it's like Peter Meritzberg, fuck, whatever. A woman who operated a daycare center for toddlers accidentally drove her car into blank babies. Now, would anybody care to take a guess how many babies she drove into? Do, 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 do,
do, do, do. If you guess 10, you're right.
Ding, ding, ding. A strike, literally. she drove her car into 10 babies on Tuesday, killing one and injuring at least all the others.
Wow.
Superintendent Henry Budram,
Budram
said the accident took place at Oriental Daycare Center in Pyatomenoksoberg, Orient Heights suburb shortly after 3 p.m. He was quoted as saying, "Sheer rock of discipline." Oh, goodness. Apparently, the woman's husband arrived home and parked the car in front of the garage. Apparently.
Yeah.
The woman decided later to move the car, but instead of reversing, she accidentally engaged the wrong gear.
I was waiting for that. That was...
What's wrong with our bell? Did I break it? There we go. It was this in the way. Okay, thank you.
Gotcha.
But into the wrong gear and drove forward into the garage, striking the children. Oh, striking. And there was 10 of them, like when you bowl.
Strike.
Oh,
point for them.
Instead, striking the children who were playing inside the garage. Coincidentally, the children were bowling. That's weird.
Wow.
Netcare 911 spokesperson Chris Botha said,
"Yes, more people have died at daycare than from marijuana."
Very nice. And you guys were all wrong with your guesses, but thanks for playing anyway. Where was I? Oh, Netcare 911 Chris Botha said an 8-month-old baby was killed and another was critically injured. The 7 other babies were all described as being in a serious condition. Like, seriously, they seriously wouldn't shut the fuck up.
I'm sure.
Can
they
you
were
imagine
crying.
10? Well, nine. I guess the other one.
That
yes.
one don't have to worry about.
That's right. But like, all just crying and screaming and shitting themselves and pissing, and you're the one that has to take care of it. I'd be like, okay, reverse, no, drive. Vroom, oops.
It's like I was trying to reverse again.
Someone must have rigged my vehicle. But it just, this, like, if you don't want, first of all, you don't know who these people are you leave your children with. They could be molesters, probably. They could just be pieces of shit. They could be people that don't know the difference between drive and reverse. Like, if you're gonna have kids, raise them yourself. Don't pawn them off on a fucking daycare. That's, you might as well just have had the abortion. Oh, well, I get to spend at least a couple hours a day with my child. You could go to a fucking orphanage during visitor hours and spend a couple hours a day with some kids.
And, you know, when you think about it, if you think about, like, the whole grand scheme of things, is it really worth, like, getting that free time and leaving your kids with these people? And then you think about all the times, like, bad shit has happened at these daycares.
What it is
we've
then
had so many stories.
Oh, yeah. And excuse me. Mostly what it is then is you go to spend the time with your kid and you don't like your kid anymore because, excuse me, your kid is getting the personality of whatever piece of shit person is working at the daycare. So you get home and you're like, I don't even know you anymore. It's like, well, you didn't exactly raise me, so no shit, you don't know me.
Right.
They start calling them mom. They come home. They pick up their bad habits, for one, because children are very, what's the word? Not malleable, but very... encourage, like, you can encourage, they
copy everything.
They're very receptive to things you do and they will mimic that shit.
Yeah.
So if they're around some piece
of
shit,
well, that's how they learn everything.
That's always going around going,
well, that's why pieces of shit people who have kids have pieces of shit kids.
Exactly. So then these same pieces of shit go and open up daycares. Now they make everybody else's kids pieces
right.
of shit. And then we have to deal with them and kick their fucking asses because they're pieces of shit.
Well, at least these pieces of shit got run over.
Exactly. So I don't know what my point was. Just daycares are very popular, and that's sad. All that says is everyone wants to fuck. Everyone wants to give birth because you get all the cool presents and you get waited on hand and foot by whoever. They're like, oh, have a seat. You're pregnant. Let me get that for you. They would never get that normally. You know, their husband's like, do the fucking dishes, bitch, and come suck my cock. When you're pregnant now, the husband's like, hey, can I get that for you? You're carrying my child. But then, you know, after that, they're like, okay, well, that was fun. Do it. Off to the daycare center.
Right.
Like, just don't. Go adopt for a couple weeks, you know. Drive it before you buy it, you know. Take it for a test spin and then give it back. And then the next time, go get another one. At least this way, you'll never get sick of just that same fucking kid.
See, to do that, you gotta be like foster parents.
Well,
because foster parents can kind of get, I think foster parents can get rid of the kid.
Come move here. All my fucking friends have kids. You can hang out with them. I'm sure of it. They might tell you that I'm doing meth, but hey, just ignore that. It's a rumor.
Right.
I still get a kick out of that.
Have you heard that recently?
Not lately, no, just since the one then. Time. But it just, I get a kick out of it. It's just funny to me.
Oh.
Paramedics took 7 of the babies to various hospitals and clinics in the city while parents rushed the others to a hospital. They're like, I wonder how many babies are going to go home with the wrong parents after this. Like,
yeah, probably,
man,
a lot.
They all look the fucking same. We should have
right,
gave them bracelets.
They're all babies.
Okay, where's your buddy? Okay, looks good. Go. I wonder
if anyone cracked a dead baby joke when that happened.
Oh, man. I don't know. That would have been... That would have been.
Because that's what I would have done if I was there.
That is the epitome of comedic timing.
Yes.
Man. And be like, so do you want me to rack him up for the spare?
Especially
that works
if
on
you could,
so many levels. You right. have a spare tire in your truck. There's 7 left. You could pick up the 710. You know, I don't know.
Right.
Okay. Kay. Right. So what were you going to say?
I don't even know.
Okay. let's see. Both have said most of the toddlers were between the ages of 3 and 4. Oh.
Perfect.
Fun at the zoo.
Yeah.
Budrum said that a case of culpable homicide was being investigated. Is it illegal to be stupid? Oops.
Well, I think what they're saying is they're not sure that it was an accident.
They're like, I want to kill 10. I listen to the Jam Hole, and you know what? Bowling with my SUV into 10 children, that does sound fun. And you know what? It is a blast. He said the woman had apparently broken down and was also taken to a hospital in a severely traumatized state. She's like, I am fucked now. I better act stupid. The devil told me to do
right.
it. No, wait. God told me to do it. That was it. I just killed the devil. God told me to. Fuck.
I think it's pretty safe to say that that defense does not work.
Yeah. Slugnug says, could you imagine the loss, sweet? No, I'm just fucking with you. But yeah, that somebody is like, you, I mean, just the woman who owned the dead baby. Here, here,
right.
Here. Money. Pay me some
Lots.
Of that.
Give me some money.
Yeah. And
I need some money.
And I am going to, excuse me, I'm going to kill your child now.
Right.
Also. Eye for
After
an eye,
you
right?
give me money.
Man, yeah, no shit. If only it worked that way. That would be a beautiful thing. So, yeah, that's it for that story we got for us here. Read one more. I'll read one more. And then we will get into some blotter because it's Wednesday.
Yeah. This one is called Dozens Blinded in India Looking for Virgin Mary. Oh, man.
Oh, like, hey, dude, if you look at the sun, you will see God. Really? Wow, now I don't see anything. Ha ha, gotcha,
gotcha.
Now you're blind. I'm going to go fuck your wife. I guess you would have to make her blind so you could fuck her and think it. Okay.
Right.
That was my bad, Cap.
At least 50 people have lost their sight after
at
staring
least,
at the sun.
At least. At least. I love I used to get a kick out of that a long time ago when I was younger. I would always like kind of fall asleep to the news and shit, and like every time they're like, at least 30 people were injured. And it's like, yeah. I guess that's looking on the bright side of
yeah,
it.
At least
that happened.
Yeah.
It just, like, I mean, I understand that's not grammatically speaking, how they mean it. But, like,
right.
just that's how it sounds.
Yeah.
And it sounds
you
fucking
You can interpret
funny.
It that way.
Yeah, and that's how my fucked up mind interprets
right.
it.
And
like,
it makes it funny.
Man, at least she killed one of them.
Yeah.
At least one baby died.
At least 50 of them went blind.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, so, going blind from A... too much masturbation, or B, staring at the sun because God is staring back at you.
Right. Making you go blind. That's what happens when you try and look God in the eye.
I was just going to say, is that what they meant by when it says if God revealed itself to you in all of its omnipotent glory and majesty, you could not handle it. Your senses would just... Like, is
Maybe.
That it?
That's the sun is it.
So when someone was like, hey, if you stare at the sun, you'll see God, you should be like, I mean, for one, the sun, okay, check. For two, God, I don't want to see God. We're broken up right now.
He'll destroy me.
Yeah, he'll destroy my eyes.
Yeah.
All right. That's awesome.
So at least 50 people have lost their sight after staring at the sun, hoping to see an image of the Virgin Mary.
So you know what that... Oh, man. I forgot when I pooped today. I was at work. I can't be like, Hey, what are you doing? Sculpting the Virgin Mary out of my shit.
Don't. Would they ask why you're what you're doing?
Well,
in
if
the bathroom?
I'm in the bath, that will take a while. Yeah, what I need to do is
just
poop.
Say you're backed up or something.
It's that time of the month. No, I need to like poop in a bag and bring it somewhere. You know what would be cool if all of us just got together at the same time and pooped. And we each had our own poop, and then we went somewhere in town on, like, a big wall and made a mural of the Virgin Mary from our poop. Oh, my fuck. Do you know how...
Can count me out.
No?
No.
You want to... Oh, I see. So where do you draw the line at? One thing's okay, but that's not? It'd be your
me
poop.
Having...
We would each handle our own poop.
But I still don't want to smear my own poop all over a wall. Just...
Really?
Yeah, why?
Fuck. I guess
Sorry.
I'll do it.
You'll
I'm not going
to
do it.
Save it for a while.
I'm not going to do it on a wall now. I'm just going to have to do what I said Monday.
Well, that's
and
fun.
Just take a picture of it and be like, look, the Virgin Mary, my poop.
I just shit this out.
Pay me.
Give me money for this.
Yes.
Alarmed health authorities in India's whatever district have set up a high dispelling rumors of miraculous image in the sky and warning of the dangers of looking into direct sunlight.
Another, like, do you have to be told that, adult? How long have you been alive? How many times have you seen the sun and been like, man, that's bright. I need my sunglasses. Like, no, but it's a good idea to just stare at it hoping to see the Virgin Mary. You are... just die. I hope somebody went blind and just walked in front of a fucking camel and
I
just got
so.
Stomped. Spin oh, on. Look at that. It's very, very bright. Oh, fuck me. I cannot see. I do.
Yeah.
Dead.
Even though I understand how stupid people are these days, but, like, how can you be dumb enough to think that that's for real? Like, if someone came up to you, dude, you'll totally see the Virgin Mary in the sun if you stare at it for, like, 10
well,
seconds.
Well, that's just like, dude, if you fucking anything, dude, if you... Put this gun to your head and pull the trigger, you will see the Virgin Mary.
Yeah, it's like that. But you'll still be alive, obviously.
So what if... God damn it. It's just the whole God thing. Like, people are so... They want to see it so bad. They just... They know it's bullshit deep down inside, but they hold on to it. And they're like, God, if there was only a sign. And then some funny motherfucker comes along and is like, hey... There's a sign. They're like, oh, really? Oh, fuck. I can't see now. It's just like you right there. This story is the perfect metaphor for religion.
Right.
Just running around blind, doing what people told. And honestly, if you need a sign to say, don't do this, that's like saying, don't fucking lay down on the train tracks when a train's coming because it's dangerous. Like, really? I never would have thought a big giant hunk of fucking metal moving at 60 miles an hour over my fleshy soft body would hurt me. I did not know that. Thank you for saving my life.
Like, you're welcome.
Just your country, just go to hell. You are what is going on when that happens?
Fuck,
blind lemmings falling off the cliff, looking at the sun, falling off the cliff. That just blows me the fuck away.
Yeah. 48 cases of sight loss allegedly caused by photochemical burns on the retina have been recorded at St. Joseph's Hospital.
And that's not just like one or two. That's a bunch.
That's a lot.
Like, you think the first guy would have got out and been like, hey, you guys, that's actually not a good idea.
Yeah. Or after the first person that did that, and like, I can't see, right. Maybe I should let people know not to do that.
There's like a few people, and they're like, you know why we're walking around like the three blind mice here? It's not Halloween, idiot. A-doot-doot-doot. You just, oh, man. Just, and then the fact that they had to go and put up signs. Like, you know what? If I was that mayor, I would have been like, you know what? Thin out the herd. That we need this. If you are going to do that, you deserve to be blind.
Yeah.
And then, just stupid. If I kick you in the balls, you will see God. I'm not even kidding. I swear to God.
Throw up.
I swear to God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, that if I kick you in the balls, you will see God.
Well, if you're swearing on something that doesn't exist, doesn't really hold too much ground.
You're not playing along. You're supposed to be like, really? And then I kick you in the nuts.
I can't.
And then we all laugh.
But I'm not going to take a kick in the nuts. I'm sorry.
I'm not going to take a
no.
anywhere.
I draw the line there also.
Okay. Kick in the nuts and dead bodies having sex and poop. Okay.
Yes.
Check.
Okay. Despite warnings, of course, and potentially harmful effects of their actions, believers are allegedly still flocking to the house where the divine image is said to have appeared.
We should do this here, and it should be a test.
Yes.
And anyone that does it dies right then and there. That's it.
Shoot them on the spot.
Boom, you're dead. No questions asked. Hey, guys, did you hear that if you look at the sun, you'll see Jesus? Really? Boom, 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 dead.
Yeah.
This, you know what this reminds me of? A long time ago, me and my friend, this kid named Matt, he was like the first kid I ever met when I first moved up here. And he was like the bad kid. Like, he smoked cigarettes, and I didn't do like any of that shit. And one night, we always used to camp out on the trampoline and back, and we were fucking just sitting there bullshitting. And I was like, dude, do you know that if your hand is bigger than your face, you have cancer? And he looks at me, he's like, really? And he puts his hand up, and I just fucking... and like I hit it hard, like blood and shit gushing out of his face. And I felt so bad after that. And I thought he was gonna like he was a little bigger than me, and I was just waiting for. He was just like, and then we all just started laughing. Me and him just cracked up, blood fucking everywhere.
Wow.
But that's like the same thing. Did you know that? Really?
Like, douche. Boom. You and deserve
then,
that.
Yeah, exactly. It I don't know. It just reminded me of that. Like that's the kind of ignorance God brings to the table.
Right.
If your hand is bigger than your face, you have cancer, and now your face hurts. Mm. Do you remember that joke? That's such an awesome thing.
Yes.
That was back when it was new and people were still like, really?
What?
Now it's like you'd be like, I don't know. I got to go home and Google that. Hand bigger than face cancer.
Just Google 411. That
Wait one. A minute. Yeah, videos and shit. Fucking people getting the shit smacked out of them. Oh, that's so
well, that's it for that story.
Awesome. Okay, well, this one is called Speaking of God and Stupid Things That Happen with Religion. Preacher arrested for breaking into home, stealing sex toy. The sex toy was a 4-year-old named Josiah. But oh, come on, that's good.
That's pretty good.
Heywood
County. This is a step up though from fucking kids, at least.
Right, at least now they're like, man, I gotta fuck something. Kid, that's out of the question. How about sex toys? I can't go buy any because I'm a preacher and that would make me a hypocrite.
So
I'll
steal
I'll steal it. So instead of breaking one commandment, now you're breaking three.
Right.
Sweet deal.
Good way to look at it.
Man, they don't fuck around, do they?
No, they got all the way.
A Heywood County pastor is accused of breaking into a woman's home and stealing a sex toy and a bottle of personal lubricant.
Mm.
Man alive.
Wow.
What do you think he was going to do with those items?
I don't know.
He probably had like 4 little kids chained up. He's like, man, I'm just not getting hard just by fucking little kids anymore. I need something else. He's like, oh, sex toys. Spread them. Yeah. Gonna take this butt lube. I'm gonna take this dildo. And we're gonna play addition. Yeah. No.
I don't know if that's how it went.
Oh, me neither. 48-year-old Scott Murray faces felony burglary and larceny charges and charges of being a complete fucking scumbag. He was part of the pastoral ministries and outreach programs at New Covenant Church in Clyde for nearly a decade. How many notches, so to speak, do you think he has on his cross?
Way too many.
Wait, 10 years? 365 days? 10 years? That's
about
a
that.
Lot. Wow. Wow. Investigators say the incident happened late Friday night, and by Saturday, Murray had turned himself in and resigned from his job. He knew. They're like, you know what you did.
I'm going to get fired, so I might as well just quit.
I'm going to get fucked, literally, you know. But don't you know that? Like, do you need to come that bad? You wouldn't just be like, man, I should jerk off and then reassess.
Was that really worth it?
The situation. Is this really going to be worth it?
Right.
You fucking, you know, because I maybe could see, you know, you're built up. You haven't fucking emptied your balls in like 10 years or whatever. And you're like, but to steal sex toys and
shit
like that.
Yeah, do you need to go
that
far?
You think he was in his little pastor outfit and he had like a hood over him like a ninja and shit? That would be awesome.
I hope so.
Oh, and yeah, and then he just immediately, he like came and then he's like, oh, that wasn't a good letter of resignation and see you later.
Maybe that was a mistake.
Yeah, maybe. You think someone that talks to God, the omnipotent being of everything,
AKA
always
the Son,
infinitely, the Father, the Son, the trifecta, the the evangelistic trifecta, you think you'd be like, hey, God, what are your thoughts on this? Maybe a sign, you know? Maybe he does what we do. He's like, God, if you want me to go and steal these sex toys and this butt lube, don't do anything.
Yeah.
Pause. Amen to that. And then, you know, like, I don't know. Fucking whatever. The congregation and the entire Clyde community say they are shocked by the news of his arrest. You arrested him for that? Oh my God. Well, if that's illegal, then put me in jail. Quote, this is just unreal. This is just unreal 2007. Deathmatch.
Alana says maybe he just wanted to sniff it.
You think, is that a feasible?
Well, I think you've done that
alibi
before.
Oh, is that, was that the joke?
I think that was to when she was here.
Yeah. Oh, right, Matt.
Right, with the pillow.
Yeah, maybe. But would you want to? I mean, you'd think you'd have a whole bunch of pews you could just go sniff.
True.
Pew sniff.
Pew, I got
okay.
It.
Thank
pew,
you.
Yeah.
This is just unreal. I'm sorry for the pastor and his family, says Linda Mason. What? Fuck the pastor and his family. I'm sorry for the chick that has to go buy new freaky sex butt lube,
yeah,
and a new double-ended dildo, man.
It's kind of embarrassing.
That shit ain't fucking cheap. Yeah. And then to have it, Your Honor, exhibit A for anus. A 6 foot 3 inch thick, a double, you know, like, right. Embarrassing. Fuck, dude. But they're like, oh, I'm so sorry for the pastor and his family. I'm sorry that this man that was so close to God had to do something like this. It must have been the devil.
Must have been.
Must have been the devil. Fuck. We should sue the devil for making us say this rancid shit.
Oh, yes.
The church's senior pastor, Nick Honerkamp, he was in the car, getaway driver,
right,
says, man, I'm glad that wasn't me. He tells News 13 and The Jam Hole that he and his entire staff, all 6 inches of it, were shocked by the allegations. That was good. Come on. His entire staff? And
I
that's exactly. Okay. He says he is deeply penetrate grieving for the victim and praying for her, her family, and her dildo. Murray and his family had not comments
pray
on
for the
incident.
Dildo.
I know. To whom it may concern. I wouldn't waste my prayers on a dildo, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is it for that story. So, just more proof, pretty much. Proof HIV positive that religion is just, it's more trouble than it's worth, man. If religion was a destination that was kind of on your way, but maybe a little out of your way, and you were trying to go somewhere, it would be like, you know, gas is kind of expensive. Now let's just get where we're going. We're not going to take
right.
this little extra thing. That's what religion is. Just a big, giant excuse for people to be fucking retards. And that makes me ashamed.
Everything makes me ashamed.
You make me ashamed. So, yeah, that's it for that story. Did you have one more? Are we doing the blotter?
We're doing
that
the
was
blotter.
It? All right, blotter time. This is a little something we do every Wednesday to show you guys not local or even you guys local what we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. These are the fucking assholes, the idiots, the retards that call in and be like, oh, your driver was speeding. I'm old.
These
so.
Are the people who post on the Flathead
yeah,
Bacon.
These are the people that like, oh, I'm old, so everything moves slow, and you're going the speed limit. It looks like it's going really fast. Like, this is the bullshit that we fucking deal with. This is the cream of the crop of the Flathead Valley. You ready?
Yep.
All right. 9:10 a.m. Unruly juvenile stole removable letters from a site. Kitty! That is no. That is a huge fucking no. That's right. Lay by your dish. So, excuse me. I'm sorry for yelling. 9:10 a.m. Unruly juveniles stole removable letters from a sign at Stillwater Estates. They then posed for pictures holding the letters that were later posted on MySpace. Wow. Not MySpace, but MySpace.com.
Yeah.
Right. So, sounds kind of familiar, but not us, definitely.
Definitely not.
And the pictures we took, I don't know if you noticed or not, but we're not in any of them. You fucking idiot. Hey, wait, hold on. Let me hold up my driver's license and my fucking passport and and let me get the car
in there.
My
birth certificate, my social security.
Yeah,
number.
Exactly. And let me give you a fingerprint. Like, you're an idiot. You are juveniles. You are dumb.
9:56 a.m. A mailbox was stolen on Hidden Valley Drive. Just completely stolen.
Gone?
Yeah.
Like, hey, you've got mail. Where the fuck is my mailbox?
Yeah, it's gone.
That sucks. 10:09 a.m. Human waste was reportedly spewing from a trailer behind a house on Swan Highway. Mm. Human waste, like a trailer park trashy whore just
blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that makes sense if you think of it that way. Human waste was reportedly spewing from a trailer, right. Like just her and then like a bunch of her kids and then her trunk ass husband just spewing forth from the trailer.
Right.
That's awesome. That's people great. Are fucking trash.
1:49 p.m. Someone came into the Justice Center and said their boat was missing.
My boat?
My boat's missing.
Where's my boat?
I don't know.
Wow, dude. That's... I don't even know. Where's my boat? Do you think it went like, dude, where's my boat?
I don't know, dude.
Dude,
where's your boat?
Where's my boat?
I don't know, dude.
That sucks. 4:21 p.m., a light post on Center Street near a pizza parlor was hit by a truck. Probably by some old person driving it.
Or someone drunk.
Or sleeping.
It was, what time was that? 4:21?
Yes, sir.
So I could have been drunk.
Or stoned.
Yeah.
Dude, it's 4:20, got a minute.
5:18 p.m., someone in Polbridge thought their license plate had been stolen.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you seen a boat? Oh, and Polbridge is Canada, so they kind of say a boot. Hey, mate, have you seen my boot? It's a boot this big and a boot this long. I had it parked out by the house, eh? That's my Canadian accent.
Nice.
6:20 p.m. Over the course of 2 days, a man says he had received more than 50 threatening phone calls. Thank you, Jamhole fans. I appreciate you calling people that I hate. The caller apparently wants to kill the man. What? To the kill the man.
Nice.
All right. I'll work with that. The caller apparently wants to kill the man, then bury the man in the ground. So, I want to kill you. I'm going to call you 50 times.
Right.
And say, I want to kill you.
Yeah.
Next call says, and then I'm going to bury you. And then...
In the ground, the...
Say hello.
Hello?
I'm gonna kill you. Click. Ring, ring, ring.
Hello?
I'm gonna bury you in the ground. Click. Ring, ring, ring.
Hello?
I'm gonna kill you. Click. Ring, ring, ring. No, 50 times.
I don't want to do that 50 times.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. Do you remember when I used to have that as my ringtone?
Oh, so annoying.
That was the most... Oh, God.
I hate it.
You can always tell, too, because it had, like, those three notes, and it was like, boop, boop, boop. I'm like, oh, fuck. Ring, 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 ring.
I'm sick. Every time I hear it on Sick and Wrong, I like it fucking so annoying because I remember hearing that on your phone.
I first heard it on Distorted View, and then I ripped it and then, you know, used it on my phone. And then, yeah, I just started hearing it everywhere.
Yeah.
And I thought that's how that song sounded normally. I didn't know it was all like, ring, 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 like all slow. Banana phone.
Yeah, it's all fast.
Boop-a-doop-a-doop. Yeah, I didn't know. I thought it was supposed to be like ring, ring, ring. Yeah, you know, all quick and yeah.
Gotcha.
Anyway,
is it my turn?
9:16 p.m.
Siding from a trailer home on Highway 93 was removed. The current resident thinks the former tenant had come by and removed drugs that were hidden beneath the sighting.
I think it's not that deep. I think someone else has a trailer and was like, man, that's some good sighting. Let's steal it. And they took it, and then they put it up on their trailer. So all this guy has to do is just drive through his trailer park and be like, oh, there's my sighting.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Can you take sighting off a trailer and hide drugs in it? Like, really?
No idea.
I don't know. I mean, is a trailer just sighting and then that's it? Like,
I don't
think
so.
You peel back the sighting and it's like the creamy center. Fucking white trash.
Mm.
It's like milk chocolate. 9:18 p.m. There was a report of a dirty old man asking kids to come inside his motorhome. Hey, want to take your shirt off? Maybe come inside my motorhome. I'll let you drive. I bet he's on that list that we went through a while ago.
The sex offender list?
Oh, and Cookie says Polebridge is in Montana. Go fuck yourself, Cookie.
Polebridge is in Montana. The latitude and longitude is exactly.
Oh, God. We love you guys.
11:34 p.m. Someone in Kyla got beat up.
Beat up?
Yeah.
Oh, man. In Kyla?
In Kyla.
I wonder what he doing.
I know.
Hey, what are you doing? Oh, man. He stole a boat and some siding.
Yeah. And
drugs.
Right.
It was probably
some license plate.
Someone probably stole those drugs from the owner, and the owner's like, someone stole my siding, and if you see a bag of crank, that's mine too. Just saying.
Fucking yeah, people. Right.
And if you look at the sun, you will see God. I promise.
Right now.
That's the jam hole promise. Wow, I always just feel so just spent after a good episode of the Jam Hole.
I always feel hungry.
Yeah, that too.
Every time the shows are, I'm like, I'm so fucking hungry.
I just expended everything.
Yeah.
Came, pissed, shat, I'm
this doesn't
good.
Help either.
Well, that was your fault. I said it there, but you started it.
Well, you said it there, so I would.
So, yeah, you got anything else you want to get off your chest? Like maybe that shirt you're wearing there? Or?
Depends. Are you going to buy me pizza later?
I'll probably just take you home and microwave you pizza later. Oh, well, that's about all the time we have on tonight's episode 69er over. Rubber ducky to 69er of the Jam Hole. As per usual, if you guys ever want to talk to us or hang out on in a message board type setting that you can pretty much just say wherever the fuck you want, click on the show notes and leave us a comment. We're always on there checking them out. We like reading them on the show if they're funny. Or you can always, all the time, forever, always email us info@thejamhole.com, and thejamhole.com is our fucking shit. You can just go there and look around. We got some, you know, interesting things. If you have any comments or suggestions on what should be on there, definitely let us know. We're always up to change stuff. We will be doing two more shows before we go on vacation. Well, I go on vacation, you go on staycation.
Yeah,
like when you don't do anything but you don't leave your house,
right?
You just hang out. Yeah.
It's vacation, but you're staying.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah, we will do the Friday show, episode 70, and then we'll do the Monday show. And, you know, I will, if I don't have to spend all day Saturday selling my ass to get money, like, mm-hmm. If people send us money and are like, you know, thanks for buying that mic arm. I mean, you guys, thanks for helping me buy it, but still, you know, the mics and all that shit. Once I can recoup the $1,000, I won't ask for money anymore.
Right.
But, you know, if not, if we get money, we'll do shows for when I'm gone. If not, I'll be out there selling my ass. So if you need some ass, I'll be on the corner. Let me know. So, yeah, definitely subscribe with iTunes. Leave us comments on there and write reviews. It kind of helps us. The more you get, the more people will see it. Shit like that. MySpace.com/JamHolePodcast for bulletins when we go live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And, yeah, we'll talk to you guys, what, Friday?
Yes,
Wednesday? What's
Friday.
Today?
Today's
the day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
Friday.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Later.
We having big things. Ice Cube, the only nigga that can bring Too Short out of retirement. Representing money. What's cracking, feline?
Can a nigga make a beeline to that nappy area? Don't wanna marry ya, just wanna bury ya. Head in the pillow, sorry but I got a kilo. Pussy yellow, jacked that ass to the ceiling. And got to ask how you feeling. I'm the nigga got you squealing. You wanna know how we keep these hoes in check? Keep them broken, keep their panties soaking wet.
I like to smoke big, ride fat, and always stack cash. Believe me, keep a breezy with a fat ass.
Fat
big
ass.
Bangs on my mind, ain't tripping at all. They call me short, but I got a big dick in my drawers. I feel like a giant sometimes. Bitch, don't stare, you go blind from my diamonds. Trying to size me up. But basketball, I ain't playing. Call a check, blow the whistle, throw the bitch out the game.
We having big fangs.
Like it's the bang to do.
Big bangs, baby.
Show dog, kid.
We having big fangs.
Like it's the bang to do.
Big bangs, baby.
No, it's true.
Now how can I let this bitch running? And her ass ain't never felt the seats of a 600. Now, tricks, we take shits at the Ritz. We don't get excited over long hair and big tits. Show dog, they get hella weak when I tell a freak. We the richest niggas that you gon' ever meet. We got bosses in the back, count the stack. We got cunts in the front on here to see in blunt. Now what you want?
She wanna get fucked all night long. Bitch, what's up? You know I got a tight song, heard me on the radio, I can't go wrong. But you ain't got no features, this can't go on. Look like a bundle of joy, but you're unemployed. You ain't hoeing, so the pussy is null and void. Do you really understand what I'm telling you? Looks can be deceiving, and bitch, I ain't feeling you.
We having big fangs,
like it's the fang to do.
Big bangs, baby,
show dog kill.
We having big fangs,
like it's the fang to do.
Big bangs, baby.
You know it's true.
Best believe me, it ain't easy to be off the heezy. Best believe me, it ain't easy to be off the heezy.
You can try to figure out the new shit we on before you break yourself. Make yourself at home. Give thanks when it's Ice Cube, Show Dog, and Ed Banks. We all platinum, now you got to add friends to the salary. Gotta be cash in charge. So large, got a whole floor acting morose. We like big fans. We like running big trains.
Yeah.
A big, beautiful bitches with big brains.
Bitches with big brains. I went to Spelman College.
What?
To see if my dick could get some higher knowledge. But pussy is pussy from Bel Air to the projects. Bitch, better suck my dick.
That's
ain't
right.
Nothing new. The game is old. You think the bitch is decent? When that's the same old hoe. Used to fuck the whole crew. We was ballin', man.
Westside,
but you know we doing big things.
We having big fangs.
Like it's the fang to do.
Big fangs, baby.
Show dog kill.
We having big fangs.
Like it's the fang to do.
Big fangs, baby.
You know it's true.
Best believe me.
Why?
It ain't easy.
What?
To be off the heezy.
Yes.
Best believe me.
That's right.
It ain't easy.
It ain't easy.
To be off the heezy,
bitch.
Ice Cube and Show.
We off the heezy, bitch.
B-I-H. Hey, Show, give me your friend.
Bitch, 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 bitch. Make me bitch. Do all that shit. She can even lick my dick. But I ain't licking no clits.
West side.